Module 7, Aspects of M-Learning. All great processes start with some sort of outline or guide to follow during the creation process. For M-Learning, the outline process developed into a framework which combines several different aspects of M-Learning into one model. When aspects of devices, learning ability, and social interactions come together, they illustrate the different components that make M-Learning so successful. The Frame Model. In M-Learning, the framework for the Rational Analysis of Mobile Education, or FRAME model, was created by Dr. Marguerite Kuhl and is designed to show how the different aspects of mobile learning work with each other to enhance learning and overall user success. As the different aspects overlap, they define areas learners can face and how they can move from one area to the next. Although the FRAME model is generally applied to any form of learning with technology, it has become a great tool in defining and illustrating the different aspects of M-Learning. Three aspects of the frame model: device aspect, learner aspect, social aspect. The device aspect. The first aspect of M-Learning is the device aspect, which focuses on the physical and functional characteristics of the mobile device used by the learner. When beginning M-Learning, one of the first steps is to choose a mobile device to use. The characteristics and capabilities of this device can play a role in the success of the learner. The hardware of the device must be suitable for the course, such as the size, shape, storage units, and any additional input-output devices. Additionally, the software must be able to perform properly as well, such as the processing speed, response ratings, general power, and the likeliness of malfunctioning at some point. Although this aspect is often overlooked as a separate component, it is the most important part of M-Learning because the learner cannot connect to the learning materials without a device that works properly and efficiently. Criteria observed for the device aspect: physical characteristics, input capabilities, output capabilities, file storage abilities, processing speed, error rates. The learner aspect. Another aspect of M-Learning is the actual learner themselves. This aspect refers to the learner's individual abilities and capabilities, such as their use of memory and prior knowledge when learning and how they merge prior knowledge with newly acquired knowledge. It also describes how learners use emotions and personal motivation to guide their sense of learning, as well as store and transfer information within the brain. The learning material may be available and ready to use, but M-Learning cannot take place if the learner does not make the effort to connect. Criteria observed for the learner aspect: prior knowledge, memory capabilities, emotions, motivations, learning styles. The social aspect. A large portion of M-Learning is done individually, which can make the social aspect of M-Learning sound almost like a contradiction. But the social aspect refers to the processes of social interaction and cooperation that the learner has not only with other uses, but even with the learning material itself. After all, learners must follow rules and obey guidelines, such as follow deadlines and study the correct material. Cooperation allows users to communicate with one another and exchange ideas, knowledge, and even learning practices. The majority of the social aspect boils down to the culture of the learner and the environment. In M-Learning, this environment involves the virtual surroundings the learner must submit to in order to access the material. Criteria observed for the social aspect: conversation, speech, cooperation, culture practices, social interaction. Case study. Linda was trying to create a new M-Learning course for the company's new employee program that was coming up. But she never designed an M-Learning course before and seemed kind of lost in the process. She asked her coworker Donnie for help. Donnie had worked on some of the company's other M-Learning courses, so he had some knowledge about them. Linda asked Donnie about what areas to cover and how to know her content and computer components were working. Donnie explained to Linda about the three different aspects of M-Learning: the devices, the learner, and the social interaction of it. He first reviewed what devices her program was meant for and had to determine if it would work on any other devices as well. He then asked her if she determined what type of learners would learn best from the course, and if not, what else could she do to appeal to them and why. Finally, Donnie asked her how learners could socially interact with one another, such as by using messaging or trading ideas in the course so that the learner doesn't feel alone. "Wow," Linda said, "I may have had all the pieces right, but thanks for showing me how to put them together."